Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting second. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting third. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fourth. The DH, Wayne Cage. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gary Alexander. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bernie Carbo. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jim Norris. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Paul Ruchel. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting third. The DH, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting sixth. The catcher, Milt May. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Tim Corcoran. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Milt Wilcox. And now, play ball. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Cage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cage takes first base on ball four. Manning moves to second. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Whitaker moves to second. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo strikes out. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Corcoran. Norris reaches second base with a double. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Corcoran, who is chasing the ball. Verizer reaches third base with a triple. Norris scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp strikes out. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Norris. Rodriguez reaches second base with a double. Corcoran goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 1, Tigers, 1. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rodriguez scores. It's 2-1, Tigers. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Trammell. The throw from Alexander and he is safe. Trammell steals second. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-1 in the game. LaFleur takes first base on ball 4. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Corcoran settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Cage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cage is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cage hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thornton moves to second. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. Alexander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thornton scores. Cage moves to third. It's Indians, 2, Tigers, 2. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-1 in the game. Carbo strikes out. Two outs. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Norris hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rochelle fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. Kemp strikes out. Two outs. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuiper is hit by the pitch. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kuiper. The throw from May and he is out, Trammell applying the tag. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Verizer strikes out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Manning. The throw from May and he is out, Whitaker applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 0-for-1 in the game. Corcoran hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rodriguez hits a pop-up towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trammell hits a pop-up towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thompson settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Thompson. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilcox fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Cage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cage is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cage strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, LaFleur hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-2 in the game. Carbo hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kuiper hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Horace Speed now playing right field. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 2 in the game. Kemp hits a fly ball into left field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 0 for 2 in the game. Corcoran hits a fly ball into left field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Manning hits a pop-up. Foul, towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Will Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dan Spillner now pitching. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rodriguez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trammell bunts towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Rodriguez moves to second. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. LaFleur strikes out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Cage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cage is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cage hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Indians. Horace Speed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speed hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Speed reaches second base with a double. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Norris hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-3 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-3 in the game. Kemp hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Indians, 4, Tigers, 4. Sid Monge now pitching. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. May takes first base on ball 4. Steve Dillard pinch runs for Milt May. John Wackenfuss pinch hits for Tim Corcoran. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dillard moves to second. Two outs. Jim Kern now pitching. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into right field. Speed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Lance Parrish now catching. John Wackenfuss now playing right field. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kuiper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Verizer bunts towards the mound. Will Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. Kuiper moves to second. One out. John Hiller now pitching. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Manning hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kuiper scores. Manning moves to second. It's 5-4, Indians. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-4 in the game. Bell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-4, Indians. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Cage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cage is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. one out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Kern, and towards Verizer, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 4 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.